Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I got a question for you. How many of you have ever been up to the mountains? Been up to the mountains? What do you like about the mountains? You like to go to the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My papa and Nana lives at the mountains.
Yeah? Yeah? What do you like about the mountains? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, going tubing's fun, isn't it? Yeah. In fact, last time I was up at the mountains, I really thought about going tubing, and I didn't do it. I love going to the mountains. The mountains are one of my favorite places to go. And one of the reasons I like to go to the mountains so much is because, you know, if you ever take a look around, you've been on the top of the highest mountains in the area, and you take a look around, you can see forever, can't you? Yeah. Can you see your house from the mountains? No, but it's out there. It's out there. Yeah. You can see forever. There's places in the mountains where you can go, and they have these, like, binocular things. And you put a quarter in them, and you can look around for a good little while, and you can see lots of stuff. Where I lived in Salisbury, North Carolina, was about 100 miles, maybe a little bit more, from the mountains. But we had a place called Dunn's Mountain. You can go up there, and they had one of those binocular things. You put the quarter in there, and you look out there, and they show you which way to point, and you can see Grandfather Mountain from Salisbury, North Carolina, almost 100 miles away. It's incredible. It really is. You ever been to Grandfather Mountain? You been there? You know why they call it Grandfather Mountain? Because when you're standing off at a distance and you look at it, it looks like a grandfather looking up at the up at the sky. Yeah, you can kind of see the outline of a grandfather's face. Big old chin and a beard and a button nose. And yeah, yeah. You know, the mountains are fascinating. Today we have a story about Jesus taking three of his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a mountain. And I'm here to tell you, anytime you go up a mountain and you go to study God's word, you go to be closer to God, be closer to Christ, when you come back, your life is going to be changed. It's going to be something that's changed. You're going to see things in a new way. Peter, James, and John went up the mountain with Jesus, and while they were up there, Jesus changed. We have a big word called transfigured. And I'm not even going to begin to try and explain to you what transfigured means. You know what it means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You transform into something else.
Well, no. No, not necessarily transform into something else. Doesn't mean that. What do you think it means? Jesus went up the mountain with those three disciples. He went up there and he looked just like an ordinary man, just like they did. And while he was up there, he was revealed to them in his full glory. He was transfigured. He was revealed for what he truly is, God's Son. And his clothes and his skin and his face shined so bright. It was bright like the sun. You know, your parents probably have told you, never look straight into the sun because you'll damage your eyes. Jesus was shining even brighter than the sun. And so the disciples, they were afraid. They became frightened. They didn't know what was going on. But Jesus was revealed in the fullness of his glory. And all of a sudden, a big old cloud comes. You know, when a big old cloud comes over, you can kind of look up in the sky. And the cloud will protect your eyes from the sun, kind of, right? But when that cloud came, you know what happened? They heard a voice, and they heard a loud voice like thunder, and said, "This is my beloved Son." That's going to get them on the recording. "Listen to him." If you went outside, it's kind of cloudy today, and you looked up at the clouds, and you went outside today, and you heard a voice, and you saw Jesus across the street, and the voice said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," what would you do? That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. You know what? I would hope eventually, after we're not afraid anymore, I'd hope eventually we'd listen to him. Because that's what God said to do. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what? We have ways of listening to Jesus without having to have a voice from the clouds come and tell us to do that. We have Sunday school. We have worship. We have all these people of God out here who can tell you the story about how Jesus came to the world, to save us from our sins, and how since Jesus saved us from our sins, we can become inheritors of God's kingdom and live forever in heaven. We have all those ways that we can listen to God, listen to Jesus. So this is what I want you to do this week. I want you every day just to spend a few minutes every day being quiet and listening to Jesus. Be quiet and pray, Jesus, speak to me. I'm listening to you. Please speak to me. And just be quiet for a little bit and listen how God talks to you and how he speaks to you, okay? And you might not get it at first, but keep trying. Keep trying. And next thing you know, you'll realize, wow, I can listen to Jesus, okay? Let's pray and let's ask for God's help to do that. Let's pray. And when we pray, we're talking to God, and we should always remember after we're done praying to listen for his answer. So let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you sent your son Jesus and that you revealed him to be your beloved son. We also know that you have told us that we should listen to him. So help us do this, Lord. Help us to listen to your word. Help us to listen to the message of your gospel. And then when we hear the voice of Jesus, we can understand the things he's telling us to do. And this we pray in Jesus' most wonderful, glorious name. Amen. Okay, we'll see you next week.